Shuvas daf yotesim and aleph shir samuel.
We're going to finish up the sugya of Mordechai Shlasha Kosov Tzorach Kaim and Tzorach Kaim. We spoke about Shitas Rashi. We have to go a little bit into Shitas Toisves. Then there's the sugya of Shtar Amona. Then the sugya of Shtar Amona kind of filters down into the sugya of Shibudah Rab Nosson, which is a real global sugya, Gishmaka sugya. Then we're already getting towards the end of what's called the Chesam and Beis Sugya. Beis Hashem, hopefully we're going to finish by the end of this week. We're going to finish this Sugya. Next week is already Adar Beis. Adar Beis, we hope to be doing Birchas Chasanim. So I'd like to try to do, start Birchas Chasanim with a bang. Beis Hashem, on Monday morning. I thought that maybe Sunday, if the Eilam would like, we could do a little. There's a great inyan in what's it called? Bitula Zuhu Kiyuma. Bitula Zuhu Kiyuma means that sometimes you need a little bit of a time when you're not learning in order that you should be able to learn. And we want to make sure that we go into Purim with a tremendous burst of energy. We go into Adar Beis with a burst of energy. But so I thought maybe Sunday, if the other wants to go together, maybe we could make a little tiyul together if the Elam wants. Zevi Hofstetter is offered to be in charge of the tiyul if anyone is interested. Sunday morning,
just for the shir.
Sunday morning, if the Elam wants, Chevron or Tapanovich or Tamir or Tamir, or we could go to what's the name of the yeshiva down there? Tifrach. We go to Tifrach. We're going to talk about Zevi's in charge. If the Elam has any good ideas, I already put in my votes for Zevi. Anyone else has any? You'll hear about it later from Zevi. And that, Beis Hashem, hopefully Sunday morning, that we could be back. We have to be back Sunday in time for Second Seder, but Sunday morning, Beis Hashem, is Yad Hashemayim. We could leave as late as we want on Matzi Shabbos. If anyone wants, it counts for incentives. We could leave as late as we want Matzi Shabbos. We could do from Matzi Shabbos till Mincha. In the afternoon. That's the Beis Hashem. Yeah, that's not. This is not a yeshiva trip. This is. We're going to do this together. So, just keep in mind that. Exactly.
America or America?
BYOB. Bring your own bucks.
And are married guys invited, Rebbe?
What?
Married guys invited?
If that's up to their wives.
We're
if their wives.
Let's
see when we're going. I expect we're going to go early Sunday morning. We're not going to watch the Shabbos. Then you're welcome to join us. That's my guess. I just want to put Adar Beis into perspective. There's a story that I have that I enjoy telling. It's about my Elta Zayd. My Elta Zayd's name was Ramay Shahan Paleyev. Ramay Shahan Paleyev was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. And he learned in Slutsk by Rabbi Zalman. So one time he was Purim, and they were there by Rabbi Zalman in the house, and the Bachrim were ganz they're ganz freilich. The was inebriated. And my Elta Zayd was sitting in a corner as they still hate learning. In the corner of the island was, hacking Rabbi Yisrael Zalman and having a good time. And then one of the Chevraman over there noticed that Moshe Aaron is not taking part in the festivities. So my Zayd was a small, little, weak. He was like very frail. So they picked him up and they brought him to Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. And they said, Rebbe, you have to tell him that he's mechuyev to mekayim mitzvos hayoyim. He didn't drink anything. So Moshe Aaron has to get shikir. So, Mrs. Zalman said, they were learning Baba Kama that Zman. So Mrs. Zalman said to my Elta Zayd, he said, tell me, what are the Arba of us Nezikin? Now, when you're in Slutsk, that's like the most ridiculous question. You know, you're learning Baba Kama. I mean, even, there's a Torah, that's a ridiculous question. That's a ridiculous question. What type of question? What's Mrs. Zalman asking him? So my Zedot Fashtanin, Vosate Agamates. So he said, Arba Avos Nezikin is Shor and Bar and I don't remember. So Rabbi Zalman said, "Vas haste, Moshe Aaron doesn't know the Arabav is Nezikin. Shoin shikha, lazim alein, lazim sitzen in the venkel. He can sit in the corner. He's shikha already. He doesn't know the Arabav is Nezikin. Shoin shikha." That was the story. Haste. Purim is a very special time for learning Torah. Adar, we have to prepare ourselves for learning Torah. What?
He really was drunk?
No, he wasn't drunk.
So he just didn't want to say?
Rabbi Zalman did. He had a bunch of drunk guys. How are you going to get the drunk guys to leave him alone? So Rabbi Zalman came up with a kunz. His kunz was he.
A stack of cider didn't drink.
Why did he know?
Is anyone drunk already? Kitzur Rabbeisai.
In the first two, you should just say, I don't know.
My point is like this. And Purim is a special time of learning Torah. Shteit Adar Kiblua Bimei Achashverosh. It's a Kabbalah Satorah Purim. Purim is a Zman of a Kabbalah Satorah. A person has to go into Purim feeling connected to Torah. You feel like you're a Tinek Bareach Mebeis Sefer. You feel like you're running away from learning. You feel like you're not connected. So then you're not going to do Purim right. It's going to, you know, Purim is, if Purim is a drunken party, then you're in trouble. If Purim can be a matzav of dahuvenkeit, of celebrating your steiging and your aliyah, and celebrating your connection to Torah and the kinyonim that we made this man, so then we can make Purim very special. So let's get going over here. We're in the sugya. The Gemara is trying to figure out pshat and the machlokas are meyin hachachamim. Is machlokas over here whether or not in the case of our Mishnah of the Reisha, Edom Sharmu Ksav Yedenu is the Aval Anusim Ayinu Ktanim Ayinu Psuleres Ayinu. So our Mishnah says that they're Neman in the Reisha, but we brought a Brisa. So the Brisa brings that Rameir says Ein Nemanim the Pais La Divra Rameir Chamrim Nemanim. So what's going on? So the Gemara said, well, hold on a second. But again, to ketanim, but again, to psule edos, that we can understand, because malva gufa meidak dayik, and also chazok and enem chos mal shtam kenasa begadol. Or banusim, what's the pshat? So the Gemara thought maybe the pshat was because there's also a din yarg valyaver, and therefore there's going to be a din enem mesim atzmoi rasha, because it's din yarg valyaver. So the Gemara, there's no din yarg valyaver. It's not true. There's no din yarg valyaver. Or the Gemara thought the avim was, even though there's no din yarg valyaver, still enon mesim atzmoi enoi chasid. Says the Gemara, no, what's wrong with making yourself ain't a chassid? If he'd ask us, we'd tell him it's okay. There's no problem with that. Either way, the Gemara rejects that. Pshat says the Gemara, Ella, run daf yutes of an aleph, around 9 lines down. Ella, time of the Rameir, kid Rav Huna Merav. Dom Rav Huna Merav, moide b'shtar shekosvu, ein tzarech lekaimoi. The reason is because her mayor holds Moira Bishtar Shakasim ain't Tzarech L'Kaim. These Edom that walk in and say Ksav Yodenu Hu Ze'avol, they're Moira Bishtar Shakasim. Once they're Moira Bishtar Shakasim, ain't Tzarech L'Kaim. It says the Gemara, Gufam Rav Huna Amar Rav, Moira Bishtar Shakasim ain't Tzarech L'Kaim. Rav Nachman, Genuvi Lo Malach Yisvilach Kira Meir Malach Kira Meir. You're like, Rameir, why are you stealing? We thought Pshat is you're stealing from Rameir because you're not saying Bishmoy. Rash is you're stealing from the Rabbim because you're saying Bishat Yachid. Amalei, Umar hechi svira. How do you hold? Amalei kiyosel. Come on, the dina. I mean, lei zilu kaimi shlareichu v'chusu. The dino. I hold money v'shlasha kasvu. Tzarech lekaimoi. So that's the machlokes over here. We saw Rashi. Rashi says that our case is a case of money v'shlasha kasvu, and we said had machlokes exactly what the loive is saying. But Rashi says our case also where the loive is moide. The shtar was written. We had one pshat, the pshat from the Ram Shif, is that what's the loive saying? He's one that's written and he's agreeing that it's anusim, or psuleedos, or ktanim, similar to the edim. We had another pshat from the shita, which was the shemes, the rush, which is that he's modestash kasvu, but he's saying paraiti, which is interesting, because then there's actually three versions of what happened over here, according to this pshat and the shita. One pshat, one version is the malva is saying what happened. He lent the money. And it was never paid back. We have another pshat as the loiva saying he lent the money and he did pay back. And we have the Edom comment saying a whole different thing. He didn't lend the money, or at least we didn't see the lending of the money, whatever it is. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis here brings Rashi. Tosis Dimaskul, time of the Rav Meir, Kid Rav Huna. Pirish Bekuntris. Demairi Pluktayu Bishemoide Loiva Shekosvoi. Rashi learned that we're talking about cases that the loive is moide that he wrote the shtar. V'hainu taimid rameir de'ein emonim. And that's the reason for a mayor. D'hov v'loive kaimo ein tzrichi su le'edim v'lav apumayu kaimish torah. Being that the loiv is moida, we don't need the edim anymore. We're not mekayim shtar based on the edim. Why not? Because the loiv is moida. V'rabbanan savri tzarech lekayimoy. The rabbanan hold, you do need to be mekayim it. And that's the machlokes. When a loiv is moida, do you need to be mekayim it, or do you not need to be mekayim it? That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns Rashi. Now, Rabbi, I want to give you just a tip. There are certain tricks of the trade that you have to know. One of the tricks of the trade is whenever Tosis quotes Rashi, you gotta make sure Tosis is saying the same exact thing as Rashi verbatim. If it's not verbatim, then you have to go through with a fine tooth comb and try to figure out maybe there's something here that's going to hint that something is different. So, for example, over here, Tosis doesn't really quote Rashi. He says Pirush Akuntris, but there is a very subtle difference. What's the subtle difference? What does Rashi say when the loiv is moida? What happens? Hunchzik ashtar. Rashi doesn't use the words the shtar is mekuyim. That might be magical. I don't know why yet. I'm not sure. But I'm just going to put that out there. That Tosis is paraphrasing Rashi, and Tosis says, Hoyo v'loiva kaimoi, the loiva was mekayim the shtar, therefore... Now hold on a second. What's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos of the loiv is mekayim the shtar? Well, I'll tell you like this. What's the inyan according to Tosfos of kiyum shtaris? Do you remember what we said?
We said the whole shtar validation.
We said the question is whether or not the shtar is valid. Not to verify the chsimas, but whether the shtar is valid. In other words, according to Tosfos, you're talking about the money. Do I owe the money or not owe the money? So once the... Or you're valid... So he's... So, yeah, okay, it's going to end up with issues with Tois Lashitasa, but that Tois is going to bring up those issues. But somehow the Loive is capable of being Mekayim the Shtar. He's capable of being Mekayim the Shtar. Mashiachin, according to Rashi, the Loive is not capable of being Mekayim the Shtar, he just makes it Huchsuk Ashtar. Because the Loive, after all, is just coming to say that he owes the money. He's not saying, the Loive can't verify the chsimas. Okay, we'll have to see exactly what's going on. But that's the way Tosis understands in Rashi. The Loive is Mekayim the Shtar. Comes Tosis with three bomb kashas on Rashi. The kasha l'ridim kein liflagu be'edim, beloy edim, beloyva gufei. Hol v'tamayu tali beloyva. Says Tosis. So basically, what you just did is you made Rav Meir and the Chachamim a glorified machloikas, might have b'shtash shekasv tzarach l'kayim or not. So why did you have to bring Adam into the picture, Bechlal? Just have a case when a loiva walks in and says, I wrote the shtar, but I paid it up. Moida b'shtar shekasu tzarech l'kaim or not. Finished. Why did Adam have to get in the mix? It's just confusing us. It all boils down to whether or not when the loiva is moida, is the shtar makuyim or not. It's all machloikas. So just say the machloikas by the loiva. Question number one. V'oi d'beperek mishameis mashma d'loi pligi b'loiva. Another thing is in the Gemara, but Basra is mashma. They're not arguing about loiva. Why? But we see that they argue, so you see they're arguing about or not. That's what the Gemara seems to challenge over there. Just because Adam can knock off the shtar doesn't mean that he can knock off the shtar. What does it sound like from the Gemara over there? The whole reason for Rav Meir is only because it is Adam. They're not arguing on loiva gufei. Everyone agrees. The question is just by Adam. That's not like Rashi. Question number two. Question number three. Void the havel lemeimar midrav Huna kamiflagi. And the third question is they should have just said they're arguing about Rav Huna. Basically, it's a machlokes whether you hold like Rav Huna or you don't hold like Rav Huna. The Gemara doesn't say b'drav Huna kamiflagi. The Gemara says ella time b'drav Meir k'drav Huna. The Gemara should have said they're arguing in Rav Huna. That's the machlokes. Vaistochais not. And those are three Tosis, three kashas on Rashi. And Tosis then veers off and says another pshat not like Rashi. What's going to be pshat in Rashi? Zok the Achrayin and the Ramshif and others say that pshat in Rashi is Rashi never said that the Chacham hold Moed b'shtar shekasvu tzarech l'kayim. That's not the pshat. That's not the pshat. Rashi doesn't say that. Tosis says Rabbanan tzayivri tzarech l'kayim. Everyone really holds Moed b'shtar shekasvu ain't tzarech l'kayim. And this is Mefurish in the Rashbam and Baba Basra. It's just that the Chachamim hold, Edim are stronger than Moedim Shashaka. The Edim are Alimi. And Edim, even when you have a Moedim Shashakasvu, and Allah is Ein Tzarech L'Kaimoy, the Edim can come and overpower.
even though the shtar is mekayim?
Even though the shtar is eitzach lekaimoi.
What does it mean they're overpowering?
Even though one of the shtar eitzach lekaimoi, still Adam can overpower the coming anyway. That's Pshat and Rashi. Now, Boisai, Rashi never said what Tosis said, but Tosis must have like felt like I have to learn that Pshat and Rashi. Why? Because what does that mean? You're telling me that the Shtar is Ein Tzorach L'Kayim and Adam can still knock it off? But stronger than what does that mean? So what's Pshat in the safe of the Mishnah? Ksav Yadam Yoitzim Mimokom Acher Einam Ne'amonim. I, Adam, are Alimi. You said Adam can overpower. What's going to be the Pshat? There's a difference if it's Ksav Yadam Yoitzim Mokom Acher or if the loiv is Moideh. If the loiv is Moideh, ain't Tzarech Lekaimoy. But if it's Ksav Yadam Yoitzim Mokom Acher, then the Adam can't come. What's the difference? The difference is because ain't Tzarech Lekaimoy does not mean the Shtar is Mekoyim. What does it mean? Huchzak Ashtar. When they're going up against Huchzak Ashtar, then the Edom can come, and Lima Edom, and they can come, and they can be made. But if the Shtar is already Mekuyim, too late. And why doesn't Tosis hold of this?
It says it's a Kiyom.
Because Tosis understood in Rashi, it's a Kiyom. If it's a Kiyom, so what difference does it make if it's a Kiyom through the Loive, or Kiyom through Ksav Yadim, it's a Malkom Acher. It's all the Zel Bezach. That I'm going to allow you to work at. Akoponim, that's the Chorab Pshat in Rashi. Comes along Toisvis and says, Toisvis, the Nira L'Ravein Tam U'Liri, L'Ravein Tam and L'Ri say the Pshat is, Dehachi Pirusha, different Pshat in Rashi, the time of the Rav Meir, Kid Rav Huna, the Kemoi Sha'oimer Rav Huna, Dulo Amrina Migul Lifsol Hashtar Beloive, Hachanami Amr Rav Meir Be'edim, in other words, everyone really holds like Rav Huna, that when it comes to the loive, everyone agrees. The loive, the din is loyamrina migul livsol hashtar. The shayla is, what about Edom? So Rav Huna holds, I'm sorry, Rav Meir holds that just like by Edom you can't say, just like by Loiv you can't say Migul Lefsalas Hashtar, Hachanami by Edom you can't say Migul Lefsalas Hashtar. Even though Edom are better. And what do the Chacham hold? Edom you can't say Migul Lefsalas Hashtar. And that's the Machloikas. Everyone agrees, Moideh B'Shtar, when the Loiv is Moideh B'Shtar Shekosoy, what's the din? Everyone agrees, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Just that Ramirez says, just like by Loiva, also by Edom. And the Chacham say, no, Loiva is different. So they're not arguing in the Machloikas of Rav Huna, whether you hold the Rav Huna or not. And their Machloikas isn't by Loiva. Everyone agrees, by Loiva, Ma'ariv Shtash Gosu, Ein Tzarech L'Kaimai. Question is, do you also apply that also over here or not?
Our case, the Levi being
Maida
or not?
What?
Was our case, the Levi was Maida or not Maida?
In our case that we're talking about over here? No. Okay. So, but say, I've got an issue. The Achronim ask a kasha over here. This is such a confusing Tosfos. And try to follow this question. The question is as follows. This Migu, is it coming Lifsol as a shtar, yes or no? The Edom are walking in, and what are they saying? Remember, what's our case? What's our case? Our case is Edom are coming in and say, Ksavideinu ze avol anusim ktanim psulietis. That's our case. Is this Migul Lifsol as a shtar? In Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Mimokom Acher. Think for a second. In Ksav Yodam Yoitzim Mimokom Acher. And they're coming in and saying, Ksavideinu ze avol anusim. Is this a Migul Lifsol as a shtar, yes or no?
Yes.
I would like to say it's not a Migul Lifsol as a shtar, and I have a Tosfos to show me that I'm right. Tosfos on that Yud Ches Amud Beis, Rabbi, to see if you can find the Tosfos. Tosfos daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The first Tosfos in our sugya. Beautiful. Tosis asks a question. It should be amigu b'makom edim. When they say k'sav yidenu zelvanusim, says Tosis amigu b'makom edim. What does Tosis answer? It's not called amigu b'makom edim because being that there's the chomatzuchim, and I'm saying that there's no kiyam here. If there's no kiyam, it's not amigu b'makom edim. So it sounds like what Tosis is saying. That as long as what I'm saying is that the shtar is not a good shtar, I'm not coming lift solas a shtar. There's no shtar here. Why can't you say migul lift solas a shtar? You got a shtar. I don't have a shtar because until I agree to the shtar, there's no shtar, and I didn't agree to the shtar because I said anu simayinu.
So there's just no kiyum.
There's just no kiyum.
So that would be open for someone else would come and be a kind of shtar.
But Tosis says, Tosis on your ches on the basis it is a good migu. Tosis on your test is not a good migu because lo amrinu miglu lifsol as a shtar. You're not coming lifsol as a shtar though.
What's
right?
The
place
that the migu would have worked. What's right?
Tosis where? Tosis on your test says that the pshat in the Mishnah is why is not migu makom edim? Because ein zechoshiv edim. Why not? Because I'm because until you have a kiyum, the shtar is not a shtar. Right, so why is Tosfos saying this is a migul lifsol as a shtar? Till you have a kiyum, the shtar is not a shtar. Why is it called a migul lifsol as a shtar? The shtar is not a shtar. The chom matzuch kiyum. So my first machshava was as follows: that there's a big difference, and I think that this is very possibly true, between a person saying paraiti and a person saying nansu or ktanim or psule edus. What's the difference?
One saying the shtar is good, one saying the shtar is not.
Paraiti is saying the shtar was once good or is a good shtar. It's just that
it's time is up.
It's been paid. I'm not saying it's not a shtar. I'm just saying that the shtar was used already. But Nansu, Ktanim, Psuliatis is uprooting the very kishkas of the shtar, the foundation of the shtar. So maybe on Daf Yuches Amud Beis, we're talking about that the Edom are tining on Nusim, Psuliatis, Ktanim's over there. It's Taka, Ein Zechot, it's not Midu Mokum Edom, because the shtar was never a shtar. You never gave the shtar any, the shtar never got any life to it. But over here, when he's tining, Migu, he's saying, I'm saying paraiti. Migu, I could have said mezuyif. I'm saying paraiti. What am I saying? The shtar is a good shtar, but I paid it up. You can't do that. It's a migu lifts a lesser shtar. Because you said the shtar is good. You didn't just say you signed the shtar. You gave the shtar a life. You said it's a good shtar. But Rabbi Isai, that only helps for the case of Loiba being Moida. But Tosis says it's also true when again Edim being Moida. And the case of Edim being Moida is Edim are saying Ksavi Denu Ze Aval Anusim. The Edim aren't saying that it was Parua. The Edim are saying Anusim. So the Edim are saying it was never Shtar. What's going on? So I have only one pshat, two pshat. I have only one pshat for the moment, which is perhaps to suggest as follows. What is Tosis on Daf Yuches Amud Beis? What is he addressing? It should be amigu b'makoim edim. What are the edim that it's b'migu b'makoim?
Anan sahadi.
What's anan sahadi? Not the edus of the shtar, but the shtar itself generates an anan sahadi. What does Tosis say? Without kiyum, shtar doesn't generate an ansahadi. We spoke about the Rav Chish of Rav Chaim, that there's a din in the shtar, that the shtar ki'ilu is made on its chazakas, whatever you understand that exactly. Says Tosfos, without kiyum, the shtar doesn't have all of the perks of shtar. Tosfos on your testament base may be asking a different question. That I'm not calling this amigu b'mokoyim edim. I'm calling it amigu lifsal es shtar. What you're coming to say is, this is not a shtar. You're going to say, well, midrabbanan the matzuch kiyum. So anyway, you have to mekayim it. Yeah, but the marabbanan didn't say this is not a shtar. They just said you need kiyum. So the shtar maybe is not active yet. It doesn't, you can't use all of the dinim of the shtar. But if you're coming to say this is not a shtar, it's a migul lifsal as a shtar. Which is a very big kiddush. We're saying like a shtar is like a half of a shtar without kiyum. If it has kiyum, then it gets all of these, gets the anan sahadi and the edus and all that. If it doesn't have kiyum, it's still a shtar. It's just not a shtar that, it's just not a complete shtar. It's not a shtar betoikif. I don't know, it's...
My shtar is because of insakha kamis, so it doesn't need kiyum.
Taisis is still very shver to me. It's very shver to me what Taisis means. Let's go weiter. Moide v'shash akosu v'in tarach v'kaimah says Taisis v'im taimer. U'may taimah lo'y mehemen b'migu di'i boy omar mezuyif. Okay, now Taisis is mamish. Just like totally lost me. Taisis just said a minute ago lo amrin an migu lifslos ashtar. Says Taisis, you just said, "Lo amrin an migu lifsal es
hashtar." Same thing. This is what we said before. This is not even.
So what is what's going on over here?
Same thing as anusim.
Yeah, it never got off the ground.
Tana ziv is different than prativ. Prativ is saying that the star is legit star.
Again,
ziv. Tana ziv. Tells before we're talking about migu. We're talking about prati, right?
Same. It's like your gimel. It's like your.
Before he's saying, I say paraiti migu that I could have said mezuyif. Paraiti migu that I could have said mezuyif. That's the migu that he has. So.
Migu in the first sentence is prati or peshas.
Hold on a second. What'd you say?
Migu is a Peshasa Migu or the first essence? Lamer Migu of Sal. Is it Migu of Peshasa or a Migu of.
I don't
make a difference.
I don't know. We'll see. I guess we'll see that. So says Reb Nachum. Says Reb Nachum. Pshat and Taisus is that in a Chanam you can't say Migu Lifsal as a star. But what's this Migu he's saying over here? What's he coming to say? He's coming to say Paraiti. Paraiti is not coming. Lifsol es hashtar. Adarabba, Paraiti is coming to say the shtar was a good shtar, I just paid it up. The migu is, I could have said mezuyif, so now I'm saying Paraiti. So what am I coming to say? Paraiti. That means that I'm coming now to say the shtar is parua. Is saying the shtar parua being, is passeling the shtar?
No.
It's not a migu lifsol es hashtar. So that's the Taisa's question. Before I said, you don't say Migu Lifsal as a shtar. Okay, but now I'm not coming to pass the shtar. I'm just coming to say the shtar is Parua.
The Migu is passing the shtar.
No. No. The point is, Lo Amrin an Migu Lifsal as a shtar means I won't use the power of Migu to now pass the shtar. So it depends on what I'm saying, really, not what I could have said. Because you want to believe me now that it's Parua. Is Parua passing the shtar? No. So you're using Migu to believe what I'm saying, which is Parua. It was not passing the shtar. Says Rab Nochum, that's why. This is not a steal the previous Toysus. But it doesn't make any sense, Rabbi Isai. Because the previous Toysus was saying, the reason for Edim is just like by Loive, you not believe Migu Lifsal a shtar. So to by Edim, what is Loive talking about? It's talking about a case when he's saying Paraiti. So this, these two choices in are just very difficult. So if you look, Rav David has around 30, 40 pages to explain this theory in these choices. I'd like to be Masber al-Derech HaPshat, without 30, 40 pages. Which is very simple as follows. These two choices are not a stira. They're doing two different things. One is telling me the facts, and the other one is telling me the process behind the facts. One is telling us vos steht, and the other one is telling us far vos. It's not a takaras chachamim, but it's the same idea. Same idea. When Tosis says lo amrin an migu lifsol es hashtar, Tosis and if you test the Tosis on top, Tosis does not mean a lumdis. He does not mean a lumdis. He just means a fact. This migu is not going to work to pass the shtar. Why? I don't know why. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. I'm just telling you what is the fact. The Migu doesn't work. Why? We'll figure it out later. Okay? I'll tell you later. You know how I know it's not a lumdus? Because Tezlan Yud Chesam and Beis said this is not called a Migu to break a shtar because it doesn't have kiyum. That was the whole problem. Hold on a second. This is not a shtar. It doesn't have kiyum. So we made up lumdus and this. And forget lumdus. I'm not telling you why. I'm just telling you a fact. We'll figure out why this Migu doesn't work. You'll figure it out later. There is no Migu to passel the shtar. Not because of a lumdus. Just a fact. That's the first thesis. The second Tosfos says, okay, can you please explain this to me now? Why does this Migu not work? The reason the Migu doesn't work is because, says Tosfos, Yesh Loimar, Shema Yorei Loiva Loimar Mezuyif Penyak Hishu Veleka Migu. The reason is because the Loiva is afraid to say Mezuyif. So if I ask you a question, why is there a din? Why do we say there's din ain't tzarach l'kaim? Why doesn't have a migu? So you might say you don't have a migu because migu doesn't work l'psal sashtar. No, because there's no migu here. Because he's afraid to say what's the migu. I could have said mezuyif. No, you couldn't say mezuyif. You're afraid to say mezuyif. But if saying mezuyif, you're exposing yourself to very possibly look like a real fool because the edim are going to come in and say it's not mezuyif. You'd much rather say paraiti. Who's going to slug you up and say that they know for sure wasn't paid up? No one could do that. So what's a better taina? Paraiti or mezuyif? What's a better taina? Peru is a better taina. That's the whole lumdis. Nothing more than that. Not complicated.
Why wouldn't this just ask it right afterwards?
It's right afterwards.
No, I'm saying, why does he put a mezuyif together?
Dibra maschel. I hear. It is a little bit. Tosis is being a little bit misleading. Maybe I hear. I don't know. Okay, if you'd rather have 30 pages in Rav David, gives one to hate. But I'm just saying what I think perhaps could be pshat over here. Again, Nachamo. Nachamo. That's what he's saying. We don't say Migul Lefsel Shtar. Why? What's the reason? The reason is because you're Eloima. That's the reason. I'm just telling you what's going to end up coming. I see from Rav Huna, you don't say Migul. Why? I don't know why you don't say Migul, but you don't say Migul. That's what I see from Rav Huna. Once you don't say Migul over there you don't say Migul, but maybe by the Edim, which Edim are Alimi, maybe Edim do say Migul. You see, even Edim don't say Migul. And that's the machlok is about Edim, you say Migul or do you not say Migul. And that's the machlok. What? Mm-hmm. We're going to get there. Yeah, it's going to be machlok. It's going to be whether or not by Edim you're going to say that Yari Lomar or not. L'choyra. I'll call upon that, and we just answered all the kashas. We had one kasha, Tosis on your taima. Seems to be a steer to Tosis not your chesam and base. Because on the chesam base, it says it's not called Migu Kineged Edim. And Hanami, that's not what Tosis' reason is, not because the Migu is going up against the shtar. It's just the fact is, we don't say this Migu. Why? Different reason. Tosis over here seems to be a steer to the next Tosis, because Tosis says, you don't say Migu. It says, why not? So we're saying that's what Tosis means. I just know the facts. You don't say Migu. Why? I'll tell you later. Here it is. Why? It says Tosis Vim Taimar, my time aloy mehemen b'migu, di boyar mer mezuyef. Answers Tosis v'yesh loymer, shema yore loyva loymer mezuyef. Pen yak hishu. The loyva is afraid to say it because they're afraid that maybe someone is going to be makhishim. V'leka migu. Because they're being makhishim, maybe there's no migu. Yeah. So in the oil Torah, he brings from the Beis Yankov from the Nesivis. The Nesivis says that that's good when you're dealing with the Baal himself. He's afraid that the Edom are going to walk in and say we're not Mezuyif. He's going to look like he's a fool. He's saying that Mezuyif. The Edom themselves come and say that's not Mezuyif. But what about the Edom? Why the Edom Yireim Loimar? The Edom themselves come in and say that it's Mezuyif. Why don't they have a Migu? They could say Mezuyif. Well, the Loib is not going to come against the Edom. He's not going to. Says the Beis Yankov that is a whole zach. It's based on the poiskim. If Edim say ksav yadenu and two other Edim say it's not ksav yadam, is it chashiv trey or not? Two of them say it is ksav yadam because they can't really be meyed. There's a whole pilpul as to why it is that over here even the Edim themselves could be Aryureyim Loimar, it's Ksav Yadam. That's not such a Pashat the Svara, right? By the Loim himself, it's very Pashat. He's Yari Loimar. Why is he Yari Loimar? Because the Edim themselves can walk in and say it's not Mezuyif. You can't lie. If you want to lie, Mezuyif is a bad lie. Because the Edim, just find the Edim and verify. But if the Edim themselves say Mezuyif, you're going to have a hard time, much more difficult, schlugging up the Edim themselves. So therefore, the chayra, that's going to end up according to Tosfos being the machlokes. Says Tosfos, "Upirish akuntris b'mokom acher." The time of mishum, the dvar Torah ain't tzarich kiyum. Pirish akuntris b'mokom acher. I don't know who this pirish akuntris is. I don't think it's Rashi. Kuntris does not necessarily mean Rashi. Kuntris means someone who is on the side of the Gemara. Kuntris can mean Rashi. Kuntris can mean Rashbam. Kuntris can mean, I think it can mean Ran. It can mean anyone that functions as the Pirish on the side of the Gemara, the Kuntris. In Baba Basra, it's the Rashbam. I think this is the Baba Basra, the Rashbam, Baba Basra. Pirish, but Kuntris, the Mokom Acher. The time of Mishum, the Dvartar, in Tarakim, the Eid Machsum, the Shtana, the Kimishan Acher, the Zumbe Bezdin, the Rabbanu, the Tzrichu Kiyum. Kitain Mezuyefu. The only Matzuch Kiyum when he tain is Mezuyef. Aval b'shar tainus kigon peruahu lo it's tzrichu kiyum, but by other tainus they weren't matzuch kiyum. V'chei nira l'ri, and that's the ri also agrees with that kuntris. So what's Rashi saying? The whole need for kiyum only comes when you tain a mezuyif. If you don't tain a mezuyif, you have no need for kiyum. So that's the pshat, moide b'shtar shekosfu, ein tzorech l'kaimoy. Because there's a kiyum here already. Or it's mekuyum alone. V'chein nir l'ri. That's the pshat in the ri.
I mean, it says,
yeshlov
erim,
it's
time
to
put some. And only if there's
erim,
then you have to
be kind of gatch. You're going to have to leave that alone for now. It's not for now.
Okay. How does this one look like?
So Rabbi Isai, let's go now to the Edim. Now I want to particularly focus on the Ri. The Ri agrees with this Pirush of Kuntris. So what did the Ri say in the previous Tosfos? The Ri said in the previous Tosfos that Edim also should have this Migu over here. And the challenge is, you say Migu lifsol as ashtar, or do you not say Migu lifsol as ashtar? And the pshat in Rav Meir is Migu also, that Edim also, we don't say Migu lifsol hashtar. So now, what does that mean? Edim walk in and say ksav yudenu ze aval anusim ayinu. Are they saying the shtar is mezuyif? I'm sorry. Edim walk in ksav yudenu ze aval ktanim ayinu. Are they saying the shtar is mezuyif?
No.
Psul eres ayinu.
No.
So in those cases, because you're not tanning the shtar is mezuyif, the shtar is a nikiyum. The kiyum is already here. So the shtar is mekuyim. But what about if the edim walk in and say anusim ayinu? The chayri are saying the shtar is mezuyif.
Does it have to be?
Why is it
different
than
the
ketanim?
We weren't
kareidim
on the shtar.
No.
Could be. It
has Adarabba. Ketanim is saying that it's very possible that the halva happened, and we saw the halva. You saw the halva. But over here, the anusim was saying we dafka didn't see the halva, and there's no dasam eschayif. The difference between saying a shtar is mezuyif and a shtar is not mezuyif is whether or not there's dasam eschay, which means as follows. A shtar is written by the loiva. The shtar is not written by the loiva, and it's not a shtar. It's written by the loiva with ketanim. I'm still saying it was written by the loiva. I'm not saying it's mezuyif. I'm saying that it's written with Psoleidus, it was still written by the Loiva. But I'm saying it was Anusim, the Choira, I'm saying Shtar was written by the Loiva. The Choira, that should be the same thing as over here when he's saying Mezuyev. What's the difference? So Chmein the Pshat as follows. What is special about Tainus Mezuyev? What's special about Tainus Mezuyev? Says Rashi in Gittin, Lechotzif Inish Leziyufe. A person is not going to have the audacity to come and try to forge signatures. Forging signatures is it's an audacious thing to do. Crime. They're willing to steal. They're willing to lie. They might be willing to kill. But to forge signatures, you have to have a lot of chutzpah. If the yisoid of Tainus Mezuyev is lochatzav inish lizayufe, what about to threaten someone and get him to sign his own chesimus? The person have the audacity to do that? Why not? It's not audacity, right? It might be criminal, but it's not a problem of criminal over here. It's a problem of lechotzif. Lechotzif is exclusive to Tainus Mezuyev. So even if by saying anusim we're saying there's no dasa mischayev, the shtar was totally made up. It's a totally fake shtar. But the Maisa, I'm not tying Mezuyev. Mezuyev is where there's a svar of Lechotzev Inish. So if you tie a Mezuyev, the Chacham said, we'll believe you. Okay. Okay. So it says Toisus al Bishar Tainus Kigoin Peruahu Lo It's Tzrichu Kiyam. There you didn't need Kriyam. Kiyam V'chein Nira Lari. Avol Ein Lefarish Tlo Mehemen B'migu Loima Peruahu Mishum Di Para L'Shtara B'yode Di Para Shtara B'yode, my boy. You can't say the reason why you're not Naman is because Shtarcho B'yode, my boy, which we said is Pshat in Rashi. The Toisus Rosh says is Pshat in the Rashi. Mishum Di Para Shtara B'yode, my boy. He says a person comes and says shtar amana. Shtar amana means I wrote a shtar and I trusted you that you weren't gonna. I never lent the money, but I gave you the shtar. You can't say over there's no my boy. I'm saying why the shtar is in your hand because I'm telling you it was a shtar amana. Shtar amana. The whole you said of the shtar amana is I was putting in your hands before the time was came to pay up the shtar. So over there's no svar shtar chabiyari my boy. Says Tosis, so therefore the svar shtarcha b'yadei my boy doesn't work. What does Rashi hold? So Chmein is the pshat as follows. If you learn the shtarcha b'yadei my boy is a svara like Tosis seems to be saying in the Chanami, there's no svara shtarcha b'yadei my boy. Not like went by shtar amana. But if you say the shtarcha b'yadei my boy is a zayv yirab chayim at kizokt. You say the shtarcha b'yadei my boy is a din in shtar. As a shtar, a person's not neman to say paraiti when he has a shtar. Why is he not neman to say paraiti when he has a shtar? Because the yisoid of shtar is, a shtar is a raya. If he has a shtar, you got to pay. He said shtar is lashon shoiter. What does shoiter mean? This can enforce that you're going to pay. If you could tie an amana, I don't have a shtar. If you could tie a paraiti, I don't have a shtar. So the yisoid of shtar is, the koyach of shtar says, Yenam doesn't have a koyach to tie a paraiti. Yenam's not going to have a koyach to tie an amana either. Now we call a svara that if it was amana, then why? If it was perua, then why? It's a din in shtar, that a shtar, you can't tie in a negative the shtar. Anything that's going to neutralize the shtar, because a shtar, the chiddush of shtar is a shoiter. Shtar is something that's going to enforce that you're going to get your money. If you could always tie in amana, it's not going to force that I'm getting my money. So the same way, you can't tie in a paraiti kineged shtar, you can't tie in amana kineged shtar. Rashi learns the yisoid of shtar chabinavoy is a psa chiddush, is a din in shtar. Taisus holds it's a svar. If it's a svar, it's Taisus. The svar only true by paraiti. Svar is not true by amona. Okay, we have to see what's the machlokes of shtar amona. Who's that? That's basically. I'm hoping we begin with.